NPR's Eric Kneeler spoke today with family and friends of the newly liberated soldiers and has this report on what they're saying and how they've coped with the anxiety of the past few weeks.
In the 3 weeks since the soldiers were captured, their families have had little official news. Hopes were raised on April 1st when Private Jessica Lynch was rescued by U.S. forces. But there was still no information about the others. That all changed early today with news reports and personal visits to the families from U.S. Army officials. In El Paso, Texas, family friend Elsie Morgan summed up the feelings of Claude and Eunice Johnson, parents of Army Specialist Shoshana Johnson.
We are ecstatic that not only she is safe, but all the POWs are back in the U.S., in the U.S.'s hands. We thank God for watching over them. We are very grateful for all the worldwide prayers.
Johnson was one of five soldiers captured March 23rd when her supply convoy was ambushed near Nasiriyah. Two Army pilots were caught March 24th when their helicopter went down near Najaf. Ronald Young Sr. of Lithia, Georgia, is the father of Chief Warrant Officer Ronald Young Jr. He said the family has coped with the help of others.
A lot of help from friends, and we've gotten a lot of support from, you know, people around here and all over the United States who have sent cards and who have phoned us and things like that, and that's really what's got us through it.
Young saw his son on television under the protection of U.S. Marines.
Well, he's kind of a tough and rugged little fella. I'll say little fella, he's 6'4". He's a determined kind of individual. He's real meticulous about things, and he's always wanted to fly ever since he was a little fella, a little boy.
In Pensacola, New Jersey, Athol Riley and his wife Jane Riley said they've tried to live a normal life since their son, Sergeant James Riley, was captured. This morning, they got a call from a military officer that some POWs were released. But the Rileys decided not to stay home.
So we got dressed and went to church, and when we got back from church, he arrived and he had the official notification that it was our son. And it was a relief.
The soldiers won't be reunited with their families right away. They'll first be debriefed before returning to the Walter Reed Army Medical Center in Washington. Eric Kneeler, NPR News, Washington.
The other U.S. troops released today were Chief Warrant Officer David Williams, Private First Class Patrick Miller, Army Specialist Joseph Hudson, and Army Specialist Edgar Hernandez.